machalos asuras, or perhaps certain flavors of machalos asuras, involves something called tintin halev, some kind of effect on the body that may be more of a metaphysical nature than of a physical nature. There was a discussion about a little over 10 years ago during the Muncie meat scandal as to whether if a person consumes machalos asuras ba'ones, due to circumstances totally beyond his control, he did everything he was supposed to do. He followed the proper, he ate meat with the proper hashgacha. He followed the principles of Eidach and Emet Bisurin, that someone has nemanus to testify that a certain piece of meat is kosher. And due to circumstances beyond his control, he was fooled. So in such a situation, if you eat machalos asuras under such circumstances, is there still timtum halev? Does it have this effect on your personality, whatever effect timtum halev has? Now, it's interesting that in Chazal, the specific references to timtum halev seem to focus on shkatzim or musim specifically. There is an exchange that we'll discuss in a few moments in the pages of the Or Yisrael, which at the time came out quarterly, now it only comes out twice a year, between Rabbi Gedalia Oberlander, one of the editors of the Chazeres, who is the Mechaber of Pidyon of Ben Kolchasa, and Rabbi Yaakov Lubin of the OU of Edison, about some of the issues involved in Timtum Halev in situations of Ones. Rabbi Oberlander points out the Gemara in Shabbos Kufim Heim and Aleph, Mimnei Ma Akum Mizuhamim, Mimnei Sha'ochlim Shkatzer Masim. There the Gemara refers specifically to Shkatzer Masim as being a source of Zuhama as opposed to other Machal Sasuras, but there are ample sources that the notion of Timtum Halev applies to other Machal Sasuras as well. This question about Timtum Halev in situations of ones, situations where you're acting al pi halacha, really emerges from a medrash in this week's parsha. So to understand that, take a look in the Mar Makomo sheets. We're going to go backwards first. Take a look at the Ramah in Yardaya, Simon Pei Aleph, Siv Zion, which is page 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of the Mar Makomos. The Ramah, the Paskins. This is in the Siman that discusses the kashrus of mother's milk, or human milk. The Ramah writes, second line here, Chalav Mitzris Kechalav Yisraelis. The milk of an Egyptian woman, of a non-Jewish woman, has the same status as far as kashrus as the milk of a Jewish woman. Nevertheless, one should not have a non-Jewish woman nurse a Jewish baby, im efshar b'Yisraelis, if there's an option of having a Jewish woman nurse. The chalav avedes chachavim mitamteim halev umolid lo teva rat, because the milk of a non-Jewish woman creates timtum halev and creates a bad nature in the Jew. V'chein lo socha hameinekes afilu yisraelis devarim hasurim. Similarly, the woman who is nursing, even if she's a Jewish woman, should not eat machalos asuros herself. V'chein atinek ba'atzmo ki kolzem ma'atik lo b'ziknuso. To give machalos asuras to a baby, even where it may be permissible as far as DNA Torah is concerned, ein sivui lahafrisho, that if a baby violates an iser, you're not necessarily mitzvah to stop him from violating the iser, but if that iser is machalos asuras, there may be a long-term effect of timtum halev. What is the source for this Ramah? So now let's go back to the first page of the Mar Makomos. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, daf kavav amud aleph, about four or five lines before the end of the short lines. Tana Rabbanan, Bas Yisrael lo tanik b'nosha levedes t'chavim, a Jewish woman should not nurse a non-Jewish baby. B'nei she megadelos ben levedes are fine. Levedes t'chavim lo tanik es b'nosha bas Yisrael. A non-Jewish woman should nurse a Jewish baby. B'nei she chashud al shvichas damim divrei meir. According to Meir, the reason is we're concerned that the non-Jewish woman is going to kill the Jewish baby. Chamim Amrim Oved Es Kochavim Manika Es Benosha Bas Yisrael Bizman Shacheres Omdos Agaba. Chamim say, if you have other people present, then there's no Isser. Avalo Beino Lebeino, but not if they are alone. For Meir Amr Afilo Cheres Omdos Agaba Nami Lo, even if there are other people watching, it's not going to help. We're concerned about Shvichas Damim. The Zimnin the Shaifa Le Sama Le Dad Me Avray Vekatle. Maybe she'll discreetly put some kind of poison in a way that no one else is going to notice, and kill the baby. Okay, so the Gemara here is presenting a fairly blatant concern of Shvichas Damim as far as the reason that a non-Jewish woman should nurse a Jewish baby. If you look, however, in the Ran, the next couple of pages in the Mar Makomos, the Ran, Adav Zayin, Amad Aleph, Bedape, Harif, here in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah raises other concerns as well. So first the Ran writes, in the first page that you have here, the second to last paragraph, Umidar Minan, he quotes Gemara in Yevamos, that sounds like the only situation in which you're allowed to have a non-Jewish woman nurse a Jewish baby is B'makom Sakana. So the only situation which is mutter is where there's a sakana, where there's a danger to the baby's life if you're not going to have the non-Jewish woman nurse the baby. Turn to the next page. Then he quotes the Rashba, who says the following. In the right column here of the Ran, of the Rashba Zalkasav, the Medina Chalav Akusis mutter. That technically speaking, there's no objective prohibition for consuming the milk of a non-Jewish woman. The came in the signal of Perak Afa P, the Chal of Mahalki Shlaim Mutter. Once the Gemara establishes in Ksuba Staf Samech that as far as Kashrus is concerned, the milk of a human being is Mutter. Minatesi Sheye Yoser Aser Chal of Kusis Michal Sheye Israelis. Why should the milk of a non-Jewish woman be any less kosher than the milk of a Jewish woman? We're talking about the milk of a species. We don't usually assume that a Jew is more kosher than a non-Jew. So once you establish that you're allowed to consume human milk, there shouldn't be any difference, technically, between a Jew and a non-Jew. Elu lefisha mimidas chasidusu shelo lahadek bechalav kusis. It's only a midas chasidus not to nurse from a non-Jewish woman. Because the nature of Jewish people is to be Rachman and Baishanin. So the Chalav creates this kind of a nature. Okay. The bottom line, because of this concern of the midos that are going to be inculcated through the consumption of milk, so that's why there's a midos chasidus to avoid non-Jewish milk. Then he quotes the medrash in our sedra. Hachanami muchav medrash ve'elish mas rabba. Darmina v'karasi lach isha meinekas mina evriyo. So Miriam offers to find a Jewish woman to nurse Moshe Rabbeinu. V'chi asur hayalola Moshe lina v'chal of nachris. Why was it necessary to find the Jewish woman? Is there an isur es the medrash to nurse from a non-Jewish woman? Lokein tanina navalkusis manika benasha Yisraelis birshusa. So don't we know that if there is another Jew present, if the Jew acquiesces, then you're allowed to have a non-Jewish woman nurse a Jewish baby? Alalamer amarkein lefisha chazirasa lemosha akola mitzvahs lahanakoso. So they tried to find other non-Jewish women to nurse Moshe Rabbeinu, who passed the school, and he wouldn't accept their milk. V'lama paslan amar kadosh baruch hu, Pesha asu ladabra imi yinik davar tame. Vayne duchsiv es mi yoredaya. So it's inappropriate. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to speak to Kadosh Baruch Hu that Moshe Rabbeinu's milk, that Moshe Rabbeinu's mouth, should consume the milk of a non-Jewish woman. Then look at the next page. The Hagos Ashri in the side of Simon Vav and Arash in that sugya quotes in the Or Zeruah based on Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is a story that the reason Acher became who he was, V'rayim Acher, she'imo achla mimin avedes l'chavim. Zegaram lo le'ezik nusa she'yetza l'tar bisra. So Acher's mother consumed something that had avodah zarah connections, even though technically speaking it wasn't machalos asuros, and that led to Acher eventually becoming who he was, to leaving the Derech. So both of these statements of the Rashba and the Hagos Ashri are the basis of this Pesach of the Rabbah Simon Pei Aleph in Yerideya, that a Jewish baby should avoid nursing from a non-Jewish woman under all circumstances, barring extenuating situations.
What happened with Rabbi Natanias?
I'm sorry?
What happened with Rabbi Natanias?
Yeah, what happened?
So, like, they said that Rabbi had a bris, and so they were going to kill him, so they had some babies.
Right.
So each one, so Antoninus got nursed by Rabbi's mother, and she, that's why he was so good.
Right.
But Rabbi was nursed by Antoninus' mother.
Okay.
Is that Matha Sakana?
Under the circumstances with that story, it probably was a Sakana. What's the source for that?
Is that a Gemara?
No,
it's not a Gemara.
No, Tosfos and Buddhas are at the Fiyud of Mabez.
Close it from?
Medrash, I believe.
It's Medrash? Okay, so maybe Medrash of Chalukos, or under the circumstances, it was a Pikuach Nefesh situation. Okay. So take a look at the Taz over here, Sivkat and Yubez. The Taz writes, V'chein lo sochal ameinakas. Nearly the farish is emari afilu im yesh lefamim heter liisha lechol davar iser b'nei pikuach hanefesh. Even if the nursing woman herself has the heter to eat machalos asuvos because of pikuach nefesh, even if her life is on the line and in danger, she's not going to consume machalos asuvos, nikal makam lo tanaka satinok. Nevertheless, she should still avoid nursing the baby. So she has every heter in the world to consume the machalos asuvos, but even if she's eating it al pidin, it still creates a timtum alev for the baby. So says the Shach over here. Sivkat and Tachay. Avish asir labi lapachi lachal dvar masurim. What's the Rama saying? The Jewish woman should eat machal sasurus? Obviously, she can never eat machal sasurus. Mikam akam. Gabish vilatina klasochal. Navkaminam hi achola. Vinyan shesarach lachila dvar masurim. Lo yitena av latina klina pimena. Ela yisker la minakas acharis yisraelis. So if the mother has to eat machalos asuros because her life is in danger, she still shouldn't nurse her baby, and they should hire someone else to nurse because of the timtum alev involved.
Only when the food is in there does that pass later on? And if it passes...
You mean what's the amount of time it takes to get out of the system?
If it does that mean that a guy that eats kosher food while they're eating kosher food can nurse?
No, there seems to be two separate issues. Number one is that a non-Jew be'etzem has a certain level of timtum alev that's going to be conveyed through their chalav, independent of machalos asuros that they consume, it sounds like. Mm-hmm. And number two, if a Jew consumes machalos asuros, then that timtum alev is going to be conveyed through those machalos asuros.
So
if you're asking, what is the how long does it take to get out of your system?
6 hours.
So it could be never.
That's the question.
I don't know. These are this isn't really discussed so much in the literature. The Rabbi Oberlander points out in his piece, this is Or Yisrael Volume Mem Hey, and then Or Yisrael Volume Mem Vav. He points out, so minimally you see from the Taz and the Shach, even a situation in which there's a total heter di machal sasuras, there's still tintum alev that could be affected. Take a look, he has another interesting Mar Malkum that supports this idea, in the Drusha Saran. Drusha Saran, Drush Yud Aleph. He's discussing here the effect of what happens when you follow an erroneous psak of the Bezdin HaGadol, an erroneous psak of the Sanhedrin. So take a look at the bottom paragraph here, page Reis Samach Zayin of this edition. Vanisa Ver'od. She'i efshar she'i mashech mimashe yachriyo Sanhedrin hesed benefesh klal. So even if you're going to listen to the Sanhedrin and violate an Isser, in the aggregate, in the big picture, that's not going to lead to a hefset and nefesh, that's not going to lead to a spiritual deficiency. Gam ki achilu davar ha'aser, v'sheyom rubo shehu mutter, even if the Sanhedrin are going to paskin that treif is kosher, they're going to paskin that chelev is kosher, and you're going to eat it because of their psak, and that should affect a timtum alev. L'fisha tikun, Asher yimashech banefesh mitzad achra lemitzah sachachamim maria Torah hu hadavar yoser avetzla misbarach. The fact that you're being kafuf to the Sanhedrin, to the chachamim, and following their directive is more ahuv to Kadosh Baruch Hu than the hefsid of the timtum alev involved in your eating that which is objectively machalos asuros. So the fact that you're kafuf to the chachamim and listening to the psak of the Sanhedrin is going to outweigh, in a kadosh baruch hu's kashman, the fact that there's going to be a negative impact of timtum alev. So he's not dismissing the fact that there will be timtum alev. In the situation where you follow the psak of the Bezdin HaGadol, you follow the psak of the Sanhedrin, you did what they told you to do, and yet you ended up eating machalos asuros, so you're still tintum alev, that's still going to have an effect on you. The Rav's just saying that in the big picture, it's still better to follow the Sanhedrin, because that's more the Ratzon HaBorei, at the expense of ending up eating machalos asuros. So again, you see, apparently, that even in a situation in which you're doing al pidin, you're following what you're supposed to do, but objectively you ate machalos asuros, there still is timtum alev. Just in this situation, that timtum alev is offset by your being kafuf to the psak of the chachamim.
Is the assumption in the Shach Mitzvah that there's also timtum alev for the woman who has the complete heter to eat it, or there's only timtum alev for the baby because in this situation perhaps the baby can go to other women to nurse?
So Rabbi Oberlander assumes the two go together. I hear what you're saying. I think the argument would be that it's illogical to assume that there's not going to be any tintum alay for the woman,
right,
but it's going to pass over to the baby.
Right.
I guess you could...
She got a heter. She got a heter with her for her. So not for her. But for the fact that there must be this tintum, why would it pass to the child?
I mean, theoretically, I could hear your argument, but you have to prove it.
Why is the heter any weaker than Bez Zeronis?
Correct. What Yehuda is asking is maybe you could distinguish that as far as she's concerned, because it's had the garment of the Timtum Alev, but it's going to pass on to the baby. You'd have to Sarich riot to say such a thing.
Yeah.
Then he has another interesting Maramakom that further supports this position. Pnei Yeshua, Bav Mitzian and Chesem and Beis. This is the Mishnah that discusses Ona'a. One of the classic examples of Ona'a's Dvarim is that you shouldn't say to a Ben Gerim, Zechor Maaseh Avosecha, you shouldn't tell a Ben Gerim, remember what your fathers did. And then the Gemara has over here a further example. Im hayager balilmo Torah, al yomer lo pesha achal nevelo sitrefos, shkatzim remasim, balilmo Torah. So Ger comes to learn Torah, you shouldn't tease him and say, the mouth that once ate nevelo sitrefos, shkatzim remasim, should come to learn Torah. That's a violation of Ona Sager, Ona Svarim. So, says the Pnei Yeshua the following. I'm reading towards the end of the paragraph. The Bezendis Yashiv Gamke and Hadik Sani Basar Hachi. The beger al yomer lo pesha ochel nevelos, umayshna the sunny nevela. Why is it that the example the Gemara gives of onas ager is to say you used to eat nevelos? The ba'akra mishra shari. Very good, eat nevelos. He's allowed to eat nevelos. It was at the Gemara. I'm teasing him that he did something he's allowed to do. What's wrong? Why would you think there's anything wrong with that? Real enough should be teasing him for violating the Shem Mitzvah B'nei Noach that he was mitzuvin before. No, regular aveiros that a person does b'giyusa before he converts, once he converts, doesn't make a difference anymore. There's no lasting effect. Ger shen eskar kikatan shenala dami. So yet the iser you don't have, but the timtum alev, the effect is still there. So that's why the example of anas hager, where is there something that you could tease a ger about of something that happened bigiyusa? So that's by achilas nevelos atreifos, where there's still a lasting effect after his megayer stamin aver that he did. We don't hold him accountable. There's no cheshbon about the previous averus. But machalos asuros still has an effect of tintum alev.
So the Ramash did it on that if a guy becomes a gyarus, right, a child, she shouldn't nurse a child.
Okay. Okay.
Right?
I hear.
Different than the Jew eating it when they had a heter to eat it.
Right.
So
exactly.
If you're saying that nothing changes, if we're saying that she hasn't transformed,
even if she has transformed,
right.
Jew who does it also.
Now maybe you could have argued that Gershon is Kaikadish and Oladami affects the metaphysical also. You know, that gets rid of that Tintum Alev as well, because he's totally a new person on every level.
Right.
Rav Shlomo Zalman says like that. He quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted in one of the Shulchan Shlomos as saying, no, there's no Tintum Alev by a Ger. He doesn't say it the way I just said it, but you could say the way I just said it. He says it, there's no Tintum Alev by a Ger, because if you eat the machalas asuas when it's heter gamur, then there's no tintum alev. So I don't know what he would say in our case, meaning you see at least in some context where it's heter gamur, there's still tintum alev in the context of the shachem taz over here. So I don't know exactly what the gather is. It's a out of context citation from Rav Shlomo Zalman. Okay, but you see over here kama v'kama indications that there is a notion of Tim Tumalev, even if someone consumes Machalos Asuros, the Heter, a case of Pikuch Nefesh, Al Pi Haras Bezdin, and presumably the Onis Gamor as well. Rabbi Luban wrote a brief response to Rabbi Oberlander's piece over here, printed in Or Yisrael, Volume Mem Vav. And he raises the following question. He quotes Rabbi Chanan, Kovitz Shiurim, Ksubis of Oschas. Rabbi Chanan is commenting on the distinction in the Rambam Sanhedrin Perek Beis in the context of Yehareg Val Yavor. So I'll just read what Rabbi Chanan writes over here. Oskes. The Rambam Sham Kasav, first the Rambam writes that in a situation in which a person is mitzuva to be Yavor, Yehareg Val Yavor, situation where you're supposed to get killed rather than a violent Aveira, and you end up violating the Vera anyway, against the Din, you're still not punishable by Sanhedrin. So we can't, there's no onesh for choosing to live in a situation in which you're supposed to be killed. You violated the Din of Gehar Val Yavor, Gimel Chamuras, but there's no onesh for that per se. Then, so when he goes in Oskas over here, the Rambam also writes, Cholesh Yeshba Sakana im Avar Vinisrapi Ba'atzei Asherah Loka. However, if you have a cholesh yesh basakana, that's a pikuach nefesh situation, and shelo kedin, he cures himself with avodah zara, then he gets malchus. Afsha asa ken kedei linatzel misa. Even though, why is that any different than the Yehareg Val Yavor case? The Yehareg Val Yavor case, he violates the aveira to save himself from being killed. Someone holds a gun to his head, and he says, if you don't bow down to avodah zara, I'm going to kill you. So he bows down to the avodah zara. So in that case, he's pater. So why is that any different than a cholesh yesh basakana, pikuach nefesh situation, and really the din is you're supposed to die rather than eat the avodah zara atzei yeshera, and he chooses to be nisrapi b'atzei yeshera, and there he does get malchus. What's the difference? Says Rabbi Chanan, ve'eino dome l'misha nenas lavor, tahasam guf ha'maisa nasis bonus. In the case of someone who holds a gun to your head, so the maisa that you're doing, the avodah zara that you're worshiping, that maisa be'etzem is done be'ones. Aval b'chola asa ha'maisa be'ratzam. But by the chola, no one's holding a gun to your head. You're in a pikuach nefesh situation because you're deathly ill, but you choose of your own volition to eat this, or be nisrapi ba'atzei yashera. V'inei medeptura de'ones hu mishim chisaram pshia, ein tam l'chilak zeh. So it's not pshat that the nature of pshia, sorry, the nature of onus is the lack of pshia. Alfia now, heicha the mitzuva liharik shaper miki pshia m'avir l'narak el the patur mishim ma'isa, but onus ain't no shavas al osa. But they shall call it to rakin nenas asa samaisa al b'cholish nisvapi asa ma'isa b'tzana. So the chiluk that he makes is between where someone holds a gun to your head, so then the ma'isa that you do is ba'ones, and where you're in a deathly ill situation, the fact that you decide to consume achalos asuros or something that's the Yehareg Val Yavor is not be'etzem a maisa be'ones. So Rabbi Luban wonders, so maybe our case, where you thought there was a liable hechsher, you ate what turned out to be achalos asuros, so maybe that's more analogous to the case of someone who is totally honest, where there's less culpability. Yeah.
You see this difference? I mean, it seems like all the places that you have more proofs that is detrimental. It's mm-hmm. all little kids who are developing organs, brains, whatever, as compared to somebody who's older. Can you make a difference between young little kids and older people?
No, the Chiddush, the Drasha Saran is talking about an older person. The Chiddush is talking about an older person. It doesn't say, the context that we're talking about in the Ramah here happens to be by Tinoka. So it could be that the effect may be more pronounced, but you definitely see a notion of Tintum Alev by Gdolim as well. It's not limited to the nursing baby. Sasa Rabbi Lubin wonders, so maybe there's a distinction between a Maisa that is Kolkulo Ba'ones and a Maisa which you do more Baratzon. So in a Pikuach Nefesh situation, so there, in the case of the woman who has to eat the Shach and the Taz, the woman who has to eat Machal Sesiras to save her life, so there, she's proactively doing an action. So maybe there there'll be more Timtum Alev than in a situation that's Ones Gamer. So maybe the case of eating the Machal Sesuras that you bought at the supermarket thinking that it's kosher is more analogous to the classic Yehorek V'Liavr case of an Ones Gamer, to which Rabbi Oberlander says just the opposite. In the case of Bikuach Nefesh, it's not that you choose of your own volition to eat Machal Sesuras to save your life. The Torah tells you that V'chai Behem, you're essentially mitzvah to either machal sesuras in that situation. It's not that you're making some arbitrary choice. You're following the Torah's directive, so that should be no different than than any other case of a the Rambam's Yehorek V'Liavr case where there would definitely be timtum halev. We're out of time. We just end with 30 more seconds. If anyone needs to catch Mar, if you can go. Rabbi Lubin also points out that based on the Drasha Saran, he acknowledges that the Drasha Saran seems to be a very strong raya, that there is Timtum Alev, even in a situation where you're following the Psak of Sanhedrin. But he wonders, so how would you translate that to following Rov in general? You know, the din is, any situation, Machal Sasuros, where the Rov tells you that it's kosher. So in many situations where you have the right to follow the Rov and eat something bitaroves, even if you know that there's machal sesuras mixed in there. So why there are we not concerned? Why does no one say that you should be choshesh for tintum alev if objectively there's machal sesuras there? So Rabbi Oberlander responds, well, there maybe it's really heter nepach l'isser. The situation where you paskin based on Rov, so maybe the isser is halachically viewed as not being there, as opposed to Psak of the Sanhedrin. That's debatable to what extent that's true, but these are some of the issues raised in the back and forth about Timtum Alev in situations of onus.
Sharp.
We started earlier?
What about time code?
Just to get it all back.
Yeah,
it's done.
I should have a Fedwire number.